This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would remind you that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as the silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your spark of consciousness or that higher self that you are. And many times that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. And you have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But of always, of course, that opportunity to do so is your choice, absolutely. Now, a brief history of what we have been suggesting, not only in this particular incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods in which we interact with the action. You exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. A vibrational level is simply a terminology that allows us to give an explanation and utilize some examples of this reality that you exist in, analogies that fit quite well into the description. You exist in a vibrational level. You can call it whichever you wish, vibrational level, particular plane of consciousness. There are many titles that are utilized to give an explanation for this reality that you experience. This vibrational level that you exist in is similar to the multitude of vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space. Now, and many have a difficult time accepting that concept, that there are indeed other vibrational levels, other existences, other planes of existence, whatever terminology you wish to use, existing within the same time and same space. Nonetheless, there are examples of similar activities that are occurring within your Earth's atmosphere that each of you not only accepts but understands as being a plausible explanation, and indeed something that you utilize in your day-to-day interactivities. You understand that there exists within your universe, within your atmosphere, a multitude of frequencies that you refer to as radio frequencies or various frequencies that you can tap into with your various devices, a multitude of these frequencies existing within the same time and same space, in your Earth's atmosphere, and indeed outside of your Earth's atmosphere, in what you refer to as the space that surrounds your Earth's atmosphere. Now, you understand that it's possible for you to tap into any one of these particular frequencies while eliminating all the rest. That whatever type of apparatus you utilize gives you that opportunity to be aware of one particular frequency that it picks out and utilizes out of a multitude of frequencies that are existing within the same time and same space. Not only once again in your Earth's atmosphere, but in your entire universe. Now, so it is that there exists within the same time and same space a multitude of vibrational levels, and you choose to tap into, if you wish, this particular vibration that you experience through all your levels of consciousness while you remain in this particular vibrational level. Your vibrational level is very similar to the vibrational levels that exist throughout, once again, all of creation. However, there are some very unique and subtle differences. You, as entities and as a human consciousness existing within this vibrational level, choose to put in place what we like to refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Limit your capacity to understand the technology, the methods, if you wish, that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You put in place this electromagnetic type of veil to limit your understanding for a very specific and very simple reason. This vibrational level, though, also has other aspects. It also limits others existing outside of your vibrational level to have the capacity to interfere in the creation that you're involved in your vibrational level, in your reality. Now, it's not that there are a multitude of entities existing outside of your vibrational level who have any interest in manipulating or altering your reality. It is, however, once again, a unique situation that you put in place to limit your capacity to understand the methods and the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And by limiting not only your understanding, but the ability of others existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere with your creation process, you can perpetuate the seemingly impossible for reality for you to manipulate, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through all of your other levels of consciousness. You, in your awakened consciousness state, have put in place this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, that limits your capacity to understand that you're responsible for the creation of your reality in order for you to experience a reality that seems to be beyond your control. And as a result of that capacity of being able to create a reality that appears to be beyond your control, you have the opportunity to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. It seems like such a simple statement that you exist to experience emotions and feelings that are made possible by your perception that you are not in control. That you are indeed being involved in a reality that is somehow created and influenced not only by other entities existing in your vibrational level that you apparently have no control or interaction with, but perhaps even by entities existing outside of your vibrational level. The irony of it is that you create the reality to validate the beliefs that you hold. And if you believe you're not in control, then you will create realities to validate the belief. It will appear absolutely that you're not in control. And you go to great lengths, once again, to put in and perpetuate this electromagnetic type of energy, the veil that limits your capacity to understand how you create this reality and who and what you truly are. And so it appears that you're not in control. And as a result of that perception that you're not the creator of your reality, and holding as well the belief that there must somehow, somewhere be an entity or entities of power that is responsible for the creator of creation of your reality, that is outside of your personal control or understanding, then indeed it's not difficult to grasp the concept that perhaps you believe that there is somehow other entities that are not only influencing your reality but responsible for the creation of this reality. And as a result, then you can be involved in your day-to-day activities without accepting responsibility for the reality that you experience. And as a result of that, not only not accepting the responsibility, but believing that it is beyond your capacity to control or to influence in a direct manner, then indeed this reality allows you to experience those intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience when you understand that you are the creator of your reality. We use the analogy that it's like entering into a theater where you see someone's perception of a particular activity or a series of events projected upon some type of a screen. And you know, as you sit in that theater and you perceive what is being projected upon that screen, that it is indeed an illusionary reality. It is a projection of lights, and yet you understand as well that it is also someone else's creation that you are experiencing, someone else's perception, someone else's story that they are expressing to you. And while you are watching that particular display, you can go through and experience all types of emotions. You can experience emotions that range the full spectrum. And yet, when you leave the theater, you understand absolutely that it was an illusion. And while the feelings may have some type of effect upon you for some time after you leave the theater, you understand that it was an illusion, that it wasn't real. But when you step outside of the theater and you come back into your real world, then the reality that you experience allows you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings because you believe that it's real, because you believe that it's a reality that you're not absolutely in control of. You believe that somehow others are manipulating and altering your reality, and that you are simply unable to control or to influence it in a positive manner from a conscious state of mind. Your choice. You put in place those limitations. You put in place the limitation of the understanding of who and what you truly are and of the process that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And indeed, this veil that we talk about, this electromagnetic type of energy, is present in all the levels of consciousness that you experience while you continue to choose to exist in this vibrational level. You exist in this vibrational level by choice, your choice. You as individuals, as a society, and as human consciousness put in place, perpetuate, manipulate certain beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the entire experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state. You believe in your awakened consciousness state that there are many things that are beyond your control, your choice. Put that limitation in place. It's important to continuously understand that it's your choice. You're not existing in this vibrational level because someone put you here because they felt that there were perhaps some lessons that you must learn or you must somehow progress Absolutely not. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You have difficulty in grasping the concept of the reality creation process because you choose to put in place those limitations. And you do so once again for the very simple process of having the capacity to experience emotions and feelings that are more intense than it's possible for you to experience in a situation where you understand that you are in control of the reality that you're experiencing. You put in place the limitations. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you can experience in any of your levels of consciousness. Doesn't suggest for an instant that it doesn't have significance. Absolutely not. It's quite significant. It allows you once again to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's just not possible in any of the other vibrational levels where entities exist and create with the understanding that their creation is a result of their beliefs and belief systems. And consequently, like walking into the theater, they understand that it's an illusion. And consequently as well, the emotions and feelings that are experienced are not nearly as intense as the emotions and feelings that you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. That awakened consciousness state allows you to experience this illusionary reality that is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems that gives to you that which you desire. And it allows you to experience those feelings. And it is the most difficult state of existence and reality for you to sustain. It takes a tremendous amount of energy for you to sustain this illusionary reality. And consequently, you have a difficult time remaining in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Each of you understands absolutely that you will at some point alter your consciousness. You will sleep. You will enter into your dream state. And at some point you will enter into what we refer to as the between incarnational state. You will die, in other words. And you will enter into one more level of consciousness which is slightly different from your so-called dream state. And we hesitate to use the terminology that it is somehow a deeper state or a much more different state or a much more difficult state for you to exist or to enter into. It is simply another state of altered consciousness that you understand you will at some time experience. You understand absolutely that this awakened consciousness state will, for this particular incarnational period, terminate. You understand that you will at some point die, absolutely. You don't really die. And so we hesitate to use that expression because you're simply altering your state of consciousness. When you're in your awakened consciousness state, you are as far removed from the reality of what your true existence is that it's possible for you to be. Not the other way around, that somehow when you die you are as far removed from the actual state of consciousness that one is really meant to be in. When you are in your awakened consciousness state, that is the most difficult state to sustain. That is the most illusionary reality that you will experience. And that is a reality, once again, that it is as far removed from the actual understanding of who and what you truly are, that it's possible for you to exist in. And so, this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. It doesn't mean insignificant, but it's important to grasp that concept that it's an illusionary reality. We suggested many times that to utilize terms like illusionary gives one the perception that it is somehow a trick or that it is somehow unimportant. And that's not what we're suggesting. We're suggesting that it's illusionary simply because it's a reality that is a validation of your beliefs and belief system. It's really that simple. If you lack your reality, change your belief. And when you change your beliefs, you will ultimately change your reality. Many of those beliefs are what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, the ones that you agree to participate in. The human conscious belief system, such as, for example, your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. You are a multidimensional personality existing in a multitude of experiences that you like to refer to as incarnational periods, various lifetimes. And you exist in those various lifetimes, and once again as a multidimensional personality, all in the same time and same space. Similar to the radio frequencies that we spoke of. And so you exist in a multidimensional reality where you are simultaneously, if you wish, in the now, experiencing a multitude of existences in the same time and same space. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, in this vibrational level, in a particular incarnational period, you believe absolutely that there is a passage of time and there is space. And as a result of that belief, it becomes very difficult to grasp the concept that it's an illusion and that you are existing in a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same space. You go to great lengths to validate your belief in time and space. You go through an evolutionary process and you look at your existence in a particular incarnational period where you evolve from your childhood through your adolescence into your adulthood, and eventually you terminate your existence in that incarnational period. It validates your belief in time and space. You even retain all types of records of past events that have occurred in so-called previous centuries and existences in your vibrational level to validate that this reality that you're experiencing is indeed based upon this concept of time and space. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. Your past is something that you believe is set and it can't be altered, and that the future has all types of opportunities for you to have different types of experiences, because you believe in your awakened consciousness state that the future has not occurred. The past is set in stone, if you wish. Well, we suggest that you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. It's an illusion. Time and space only exist in your awakened consciousness state. In other various levels of consciousness, you not only have the opportunity, but frequently do step outside of this belief in time and space. You enter into your so-called altered state of consciousness, either a meditative state or a dream state, and you experience a passage of time, a different realities and experiences that have absolutely no tie to your so-called physical time and space that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The reality you experience in those altered state of consciousness is actually more real than the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Not suggesting once again that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is insignificant, but rather illusionary. Now, we have suggested as well that you, existing in this vibrational level, have chosen to alter the capacity to have the ability to influence your reality in a conscious state. Something that has occurred, as we have suggested in the previous 25 years to your year of 2012. And the process was completed in that year of 2012. Once again, a process that was put in place to validate, if you wish, your consciousness belief system in time and space. If it takes time to occur, then indeed it has more validity. In this, what we refer to as the new age and new energy, you have the capacity to and are currently involved in consciously influencing your reality. Consciously influencing what it is that you experience in your day-to-day activities in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. Your reality is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Your beliefs are influenced by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions, by your attitudes. Indeed, this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of those beliefs based upon your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine will come into your reality, and primarily the expectation for what it is that you will experience in this awakened consciousness state. And so, in what we refer to as this new age and new energy, you are consciously influencing your reality that is in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. You are consciously having the capacity to influence your DNA. For, once again, stored within that DNA are many of the beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, when you choose to, if you wish to have an explanation based upon time and space, when you choose to put in place the beliefs and belief systems, the choices and decisions that you're making that will influence your so-called next incarnational period, your next lifetime. And you're stored within the DNA, some as probabilities that you will experience and others as possibilities that you have the capacity to alter the energy that surrounds the DNA and to change a possibility into a probability and conversely a probability into a possibility. Influenced by your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, what it is that you expect to experience in your awakened consciousness state. In your so-called past, in what we refer to as before this transition into the new age and new energy, it was not impossible, but more difficult for you to consciously have that influence, not only over your DNA, but over your entire belief systems that are influencing this reality that you experience in your total atmosphere, in your whole earth systems, in your universe. Beliefs and belief systems that were put in place, once again, in that level of consciousness, when you agreed to participate and to perpetuate the so-called human consciousness belief systems, when you put in place the choices and decisions, the beliefs that would be having an impact upon the various realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. As you enter into this new age and new energy, you are influencing those choices and decisions, those beliefs and belief systems, consciously, in a manner, once again, that has been difficult for you to achieve in your past. When those choices were put in place, when those beliefs, many of them put in place, held within your DNA, and were very difficult for you to change. From any state of consciousness. In this new age and new energy, you're influencing that consciously. In this new age, and in this new energy, in this capacity where you influence your reality consciously, it becomes very difficult for many to grasp the concept that their thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, what it is that they desire, the beliefs that they hold, are having a direct impact not only upon your day-to-day activities, but on your entire Earth system, on your entire universe. There have been entities who have suggested in your so-called past that thoughts are things. Thoughts have power. But we're suggesting that in this new age and new energy, your conscious thoughts are influencing your reality in a manner that has once again been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And you are, as you look about your Earth system, experiencing many of those realities throughout your day-to-day activities, throughout the many experiences that are occurring, not only with individual interactions with each other, with your day-to-day activities, but indeed with your whole entire Earth system, with your entire weather system, with your atmospheric alterations and changes. When you as a society begin to hold beliefs and begin to consciously expect to have certain experiences, you once again in this new age and new energy have the capacity and are influencing and creating those realities in a manner of which once again was very difficult for you to achieve in your past. You are creating realities by holding various thoughts and feelings and having the expectation, utilizing your imagination of what you are about to experience and creating the reality to validate the belief and belief systems from a conscious level of creation. You are, as a society, and in many instances, as a combination of societies, beginning to hold the expectation that you are altering your entire Earth system. Not only are you beginning to hold that belief and belief system, but you're expecting it to occur. As a result, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. That doesn't change. The creation process you utilize to create this reality is the same as it has been since you decided, chose to enter into this vibrational level and participate in that creation process. What has changed is your capacity to influence it consciously. And as a consequence, you are experiencing realities that are influenced consciously once again in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. Do you, as societies and as a multitude of entities existing within your vibrational level, have begun to hold the concept that you are seeing dramatic changes in your Earth's atmosphere? You refer to it as global warming in many instances. You refer to it as the carbonization of your atmosphere, which is resulting in these alterations of your entire Earth systems and of your weather systems and of the experiences within various regions of your Earth system. You are, as once again, a society holding a particular belief system, influencing that reality. Now, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, should you continue to believe in that type of a reality, you shall continue to perpetuate the experience. And you are also, in your current belief system, consciously beginning to expect and to believe that it's possible for you to have an alteration of that system. And an alteration of that system, for many also believe that it requires an alteration of your utilization of the energy that you currently utilize to perpetuate your societal and your existence in various regions of your earth. And so you, as a society, as individuals, are beginning to consciously believe that it's possible to alter that seemingly disastrous alteration of your Earth's atmosphere. There are those within your current incarnational period who are holding the belief that it is possible to tap into, if you wish, the energy that you receive from your sun that is responsible for the majority of the energy that you utilize. However, much of the energy that you utilize is energy that has been, for lack of better terminology, stored within your earth system that you tap into. There are those who are beginning to believe that it's possible to tap into that energy as it reaches your earth system, as opposed to tapping into energy that has existed for millennium within your earth system. There are those who are beginning to believe and to understand, as we have suggested, in terms of your belief in time and space, many years ago, that it is possible through the utilization of various types of crystals to separate the energy from your sun's rays and to utilize that energy to sustain your existence and to have a very clean and unlimited source of energy that will indeed, should you continue to hold your belief systems, have that capacity to not only stop your what you refer to as global warming, but to reverse that process. It's important to understand that it's difficult for us to attempt to give you types of ideas, because we're simply tapping into beliefs and belief systems that many individuals hold. What's important to grasp is the understanding that this reality that you're experiencing is an illusion. So when we tap into those beliefs and belief systems and we attempt to give you examples, it's based upon present beliefs and belief systems that other entities are holding throughout your earth system. Other entities involved in the creation of this vibrational level. And those beliefs and belief systems are continuously altering and changing, shifting and manipulating, and altering the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. What's important to remember is that this reality that you experience is a validation of your beliefs and belief system. It is a reality that is a reflection of what it is that you desire to experience, of your imagination, and more importantly, your expectation of what it is that you will experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant, but it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you will create through your utilization of your beliefs and belief systems. It's your creation. It's your illusion. If you don't like it, you change your beliefs, you change the illusion, you change your reality. It's really that simple. You see, as we have suggested so many times, you are indeed the creator of the reality that you experience. You are all one, and yet you are individual. You are all that is. There's not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation, who is any more or any less than any other individual. To suggest that you are a spark of consciousness has limitations, because it gives the impression that there's this huge consciousness and you are but a spark of that consciousness. You are all that is. You are the entire consciousness. You are one, and yet you are separate. What you are defies explanation through the utilization of the vocabulary. It is something that you can go with inside and experience and grasp that concept, but you cannot explain it. You will not find that explanation accurately given in any type of book. It cannot be written down. It cannot be expressed, once again, through a use of a vocabulary. It can only be experienced. You are all that is. The reality you experience is a reflection of your belief you hold. It's an illusionary reality, and it is your creation. You are all that is. You create the reality you experience. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. This is not some type of existence in which you are subjected and wondering whether or not you're going to succeed and maybe progress or become more enlightened. You can have that if you wish, but it's your creation. If you wish to believe you're not in control, we're not suggesting for an instance that that is a bad belief or a wrong belief. You can have that, absolutely. If you choose to believe that there are entities or angels or guides that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instance that one belief system is superior to another. You see, the stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. If you believe that your earth system is going through some type of an alteration and you're going to experience what you refer to as global warming and you hold that as a belief, the stock of consciousness doesn't look at your reality and suggest, oh, that will not be a very inviting or desirable type of reality. I don't think we'll give that to them. Absolutely not. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, good or bad is in a human consciousness awake concept and expression does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. From the level from which you create your reality, that stock of consciousness that you are, validates your beliefs and belief systems. It gives to you that which you desire without exception and rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not experience. Those are awake human consciousness concepts and judgments do not exist at the level from which you create your reality. So if you wish to hold a belief of whatever type and you have the imagination of what it would be like to experience that reality and you have the expectation and you make the choices and the decisions and you hold the thoughts and feelings, you create the reality. If it's a good or bad reality, that's your awakened human consciousness perception, not the perception of the reality from the level at which you create your reality, from that spark of consciousness that you are. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. It gives to you that which you desire, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, and rejoices in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. So that you not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest not only can be, but is changed and created by your beliefs and belief system. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs. Change your attitude. Alter your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your expectation, and you will absolutely change your reality. Now, we would back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. So we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.